to Kings of Leon.
18.
And the bucket.
Holding star.
Now, what's going on?
Why, what's happened?
Feedback.
What?
Feedback.
I've had an email.
Oh.
Yes.
Great. Come on.
I need...
Oh, right. Great.
Is it from Mr. Edmund?
Yes, it's from...
Yes!
Now, good. Let me just
tease across the...
Let me just tell you about Noel Edmonds. By the way, well done to Wayne for his £1,000. We're just saying what a good caller he was. Lovely to talk to you, Wayne. All the best to you and your family.
Yeah, really.
He was nice, liked him. And also got a text from one of our listeners. I just glanced at the screen while we were doing the competition. This woman just went, I'm in Flixton.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
I live in Flixton. he was Ermston, wasn't he? Flixton's next door. Anyway, Noel Edmonds, right? I met Noel Edmonds a few years ago. Mm. We were filming something and I left. And I got, and then I went back inside the building, found him, and I said, look, that's me. Do you want to go out for a coffee or something? Well, it was really nice to meet you. And we swapped numbers.
Right.
And then I sent him a message. And I didn't hear anything back from him. And then I got a really weird voicemail message from the manager at Nando's that was Noel bloody Edmonds.
Love that.
And I wasn't 100%, because it was a private number, I wasn't 100% sure it was Noel Edmonds, but it was the voice was, you know, nothing like Noel Edmonds. Oh, hello, I'm the manager of Nando's. You have tried to reserve a space, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what the hell's this? What is this? And it was Noel. So then I text him going, I haven't heard from you. Have you changed your number? Is this still your number? And he goes, yes. Or is it the man from Nando's? I'm like, just answer the question, Edmonds!
Oh, I love that.
So I'm going to have to read his
good
response again and then find out what he's saying. I don't think it's a simple one. Well, I still maintain he's not going to come on the show.
Is he going to come on the show?
I think he will.
He will.
He won't. He's not been on the radio since 1986. I don't know. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Well, although he should be.
Now's the time.
Yeah. He should come do his own show. Yeah.
Tomorrow at 8:30. Let's put it out there into his universe.
Yeah. No. Yeah, that's what he does.
Yeah, he does with manifesting and stuff, doesn't he?
Do you know what? I'm going to have a kip under some crystals and to make it happen.
Absolutely.
What
I'll do.
The Chris Moyles Show.
8:32.
Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the all-electric Škoda Elroq. Discover a mid-sized SUV ready to go.
Radio X.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh, yeah, we're bouncing.
And don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
Discover the incredible iPhone 16 Pro camera, a pro studio in your pocket. Get yours in the O2 summer sale and save up to £144, our lowest ever monthly price. Plus, roam freely in the EU, up to 25 gig. Right, that's summer sorted. Search O2 iPhone 16 Pro. O2, essential for living.
Achieved by £4 airtime discount on 50 gig tariffs over 36 months. Roaming 25 gig limit if UK data allowances over 25 gig. End 2nd of July. Credit by Telefonica UK Limited. Terms apply.
Last month, NutriCircle customers bought Mighty Core protein powder for less than a fiver. But you missed out. Grab this month's deals at NutriCircle.co.uk.
Fly with a fry. Chicken is here. The 20 hot wings bucket. 20 succulent hot wings for $7.99. Come under our wings and feel the flavour saviour. Sensation awaits. Get the deal. Believe in chicken.
KFC.
Until 20th of July. Subject to availability. Participating restaurants only. Not available on delivery. See kfc.co.uk for T's and C's.
Money Super 7, you've been saving people serious money, but they deserve even more. Can I count on you?
Always, boss. For a start, Money Supermarket give everyone a £15 reward just for switching their car insurance.
That's a very good start.
And that's on top of saving up to £486.
And when they keep on saving with us, we'll give them more and more rewards.
See how much you could save with Money Supermarket.
51% could save up to £486. Consumer intelligence, January 25. Rewards include gift cards, qualifying purchase with logged in account. 18 plus UK only. See site for T's and C's.
It's a chilled summer's day. The twins are splashing in the paddling pool while Mrs. Thing puts her feet up.
She's proper chuffed, having saved money on a British Gas boiler service. It's like an MOT for your boiler, just £79, reduced from £109. Bliss. Well, it was nice while it lasted. British Gas, taking care of things. Visit britishgas.co.uk to learn more and see full T's and C's. Sale ends 9th of September 2025. Offer available to new boiler service contract customers.
The Very Big Sale is now on, with amazing savings from the online store for fashion, home and more. With up to 60% off selected fashion and sports. With big savings on Adidas, Hugo Boss and more.
OMG!
Plus, you can buy now and pay up to 12 months later and nothing to pay at checkout. Very. Let's make it sparkle. Search Very Pay. Event ends 10th of July, delivery £3.99. Very Pay credit provided subject to status by Shop Direct Finance Company Limited, 18 plus, representative 44.9% APR variable.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
4 till 7 thing. It's on from 4 till 7, and it's a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Detto understands the people we love love spreading germs, especially at school. Working up a sweat in the playground? Trousers for hand towels. And some serious kid-on-kid sneezing. Hey. Then they bring the germs home on their clothes. Regular detergents leave these germs behind. Add Detto laundry sanitizer to kill them, even on a cold wash. Detto. Spread the love, not the germs. Kills bacteria. Use disinfectants safely. Always read the label and product information before use.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Yeah.
Remind me, I've got to tell you about this Formula One competition with McLaren Racing, by the way. Oh, my God. If you're a Formula One fan and you're a McLaren Racing fan, I mean, this is literally... This is the... It's not even a dream come true because you've not even had this dream, but I will tell you about it in a second. But first, I've got to play you the Radio X record of the week. It's actually two people. Now, one of these people will be actually performing at the British Grand Prix in Silverstone on July the 3rd.
That's cool.
Done a few stadium dates and has done a track with an artist that has been supporting him on tour.
Oh, that's nice.
In a really lovely move. So it's a new version of a track from the album. Ladies and gentlemen, Olivia Dean, Sam Fender, the Radio X Record of the Week. This is Rein Me In. And it goes like this.
Now let go of everything I've heard, 'cause I couldn't give the love you deserve. By the gunner you shouted, oh my God, seems just, but it's what I was owed, I suppose. Every flagstone of this town bears our print, and all the bars round here serve my ghost and carcasses. I wish I knew these things when I was young, 'cause now I've just gone so numb. We take whatever we can to get the reason back, so please don't rein me in. Don't rein me in. I'm working myself up to a nice moment. All my memories of you ring like tinnitus. If I stop, it's just pain. Please don't rein.
Nothing brave in walking alone. Love in exile is nowhere to go, so come on home. Don't run away from my tenderness. You're so afraid of that heart. Let my
do like that song a lot. Sam Fender and Olivia Dean.
It's really
with
good.
With Do You Feel My Love from Sam Fender's album. Well, Rain Me In is on the album, and then that's the version with Olivia Dean, who has been supporting him on a lot of his tour dates, which is that's a really nice move,
yeah,
by the way,
is.
By Sam Fender.
Yeah. Captain says she's got lush vocals.
Oh, she's brilliant.
And if Captain says it,
then she must be fit and he fancies her.
Yep.
No. That's not the point here, is it? She's an incredible artist.
The question is she fit?
And I saw her last
The question is she fit?
She is.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Do you fancy her? Yes.
She's brilliant.
Is it a bonus, the fact that she's got a nice voice?
No, the voice is the leading thought for me here.
All right, so you're saying she sings, but she's got a nicer voice than she is a nice person.
All I know about Olivia Dean is she's
See,
a great
Chris
artist.
And I just hear the music.
Yeah.
You want to delve deeper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You just hear the music.
Yeah.
You're not leading this to a point to make me feel uncomfortable.
No.
Are you?
No. We just hear the music.
Oh, is that what you
Yeah,
mean?
I'm not going to get you to try on my beanie.
Oh, yeah, okay. Let's
do
that.
We haven't tried that on yet. Anyway, record of the week, Sam Fender, Olivia Dean. It's called Rain Me In. There you are. I have my Chris Moyles beanie.
The longest beanie in the world.
Yeah, I think that's why I didn't go with it in the end.
It's more a beanie.
It was a prototype. Mm. The great thing about having your own merchandise company, business, is you come up with something and you go, oh, I need to see what it looks like, so they make it. So I've got loads of stuff
at
home.
Yeah, prototype.
So I've got like, well, we're going to do like a notebook.
Mm.
So I've got a Chris Moyles Show notebook.
Right, that's not a bad idea.
That's not the worst idea, actually.
No, I quite like a notebook.
Anyway, so I got this beanie made up with the little TCMS Chris Moyles Show, blah, blah, blah. But it's not right for me, and then I never did it. So, Captain,
yeah, that's right.
I bet you any money he looks fine in it.
Well,
at worst, it's a compliment, at worst you're going to look fine.
You've got a good-sized head, haven't
you? Great-sized head, thank you, Dom.
See,
yeah,
immediately...
That's
a little pocket on the top, though.
Do you like that? See, on you, the pocket isn't as big.
It's massive.
Because you've got your full of head.
See, when I wear it, I look like Dappy from N-Dubs. And when you wear it, you look like you, just with a beanie hat on.
That's not bad, actually.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm looking at you on camera. Look at him. Look how normal he looks.
That looks normal, doesn't it?
If you do arrange at some point of beanies, you could get Captain to be your head model.
Yeah.
Could do that.
Could you charge?
I will charge now.
Right.
Now that I know there's a market for it.
All right, well.
You know, supply and demand, etc.
Now.
That's good, actually. Looks good on you.
Do you want it?
Yeah, I'll keep it, yeah.
There you go, it's yours.
You know, June's the perfect time for a new beanie.
Yeah, isn't it, just?
Absolutely.
It's one of one, that, by the way.
Thank you very much.
It's yours.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah.
But you have to wear it
$12.99.
Yeah.
Huh?
Huh?
I'll have that back.
No, come on now. Right.
What did Noel say?
Do you know what? I started off the show this morning by saying I watched Noel Edmonds' show from Friday night, ITV, yeah. Noel's Kiwi Adventure, whatever it's called. And I was telling everybody how great he is and this, that, and the other. Now, I take it all back. He's a pain in the hole.
Oh, why?
No, he's just a pain. Can't answer a simple question. He's toying with me.
Right.
He's playing with me.
It's working, though.
No, it's not.
It is. He's pushing your buttons. Yeah.
I basically sent him a message this morning, saying, hey, hope you're doing well, loving the show. Apparently, some of my listeners have said that you're in the UK. I've heard you're in the UK.
Yes, apparently.
If it's true, I want to come and find you for a hug. And if it's not true, I won't be getting my hug. Anyway, sending you guys loads of love. Speak soon, Chris. And he replied, thanks, very kind words, but not sure about the hug.
Okay, that's lovely. It begs further, you know, interaction, which is what you did.
Yeah. So then I sent him an email saying, look, are you here or not? I'm on the air now talking about you and the show. My listeners are saying they've seen you. What's going on?
Yeah.
And he's replied.
Right.
I said, look, are you here or not? He said, now there's the question. Where exactly is here? Faust, or was it Charlemagne the Elder, said the now and the here are manifestations of our insecurities.
Right.
Then he's replied to my, I'm on the air now.
Mm.
And he said, again, another fascinating use of the mother tongue on the air dates back to Marconi and Tesla and reflects the excitement of a new technological age free from the terrestrial constraints of mechanization. Personally, during my radio days, I never used the term, preferring the more accurate expression, I'm in a little room amusing myself. Then I said, I'm talking about you on the show. My listeners are saying they've seen you. He said, yes, I met them both yesterday. Lovely elderly couple, although the lady had what appeared to be scrambled egg down the front of her AC/DC t-shirt.
This is lovely.
Then the last bit of my email, I said, what's going on? He said, ah, you're trying to lure me into the trap of revealing the secrets of the universal quantum. The honest idea, Chris, is I have no idea. World's gone mad, but I'm still having fun. Noel. And I'm like, just good God, man!
Oh, I like that a lot.
So I have sent him... I'll be honest, when I met Liz a few years back, I thought she was lovely. Now I believe that she must have the patience of a saint living with you. Would you like to come on my show and have a chat? I'd be delighted. Brackets, I'm not expecting a simple response to this request either.
Yeah.
Love you.
That's good.
So let's just see what he comes back with. A, if anything, B, it'll either be 18 pages long or he'll just go, no.
I've got an idea.
Hmm.
If he's quite direct, can we just send him a Zoom link for 8:35 tomorrow?
He won't do it!
And we just sit and hope that he enters the
chat.
It's a great shout.
The universe will decide, James.
We just send him the Zoom
link. Yeah, he's all about that. Although I think Noel will decide.
So we can have it up
on the screen. Start it at 8:35 and we go, Noel, here's the link. And we just sit and wait. And if he turns up, fantastic.
No!
So we could just leave the Zoom on our screen here in the studio.
No! And then I'm a grown-ass man. I'm Chris Miles, God's sake. I'm a radio legend.
Yeah, but this is Noel Edmonds.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Noel Edmonds. He ain't on Radio X every morning. I am.
But how exciting is if it gets to like 8:45 and he just joins the link.
Well, what time does the link start?
8:30.
No, I'm not sitting there like a lemon waiting for him for 10 minutes. He's got nothing else to do.
We'll do other things. We'll have other things in. But then if Noel... changes the course of the show. How exciting.
Yeah, change the course of the show. I'll change his course in a minute.
I love the Zoom up.
Yeah, funny.
Oh, it's a nice email.
Should be right up his crinkly bottom. Well, I'll do.
Oh, this will persuade him to come on the show.
Yeah. Deal or no deal.
He was wavering, and now it's definitely a yes. He'll be fine with that.
I'm only going to plug his show, have a chat with him.
Exactly. I want to watch it now.
Get him back on the radio. He misses it. He'll never admit it. He misses it.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Right.
Come on. Go on, Noel. Get back on.
Yeah.
Come on. We'll have a chat and then you do a couple of links while I go for a smoke.
Perfect. And before you know it, he's signed
before
up.
Before you know it, he's doing Saturday mornings.
Absolutely.
On Radio X. Live from New Zealand.
Oh, well, the jeopardy is huge then.
Yeah.
Will he or won't he?
Yeah, he won't.
Right.
He won't.
I think we send him the link, James. I think you're right.
And then, as if by magic, he'll appear on the screens behind us. Tomorrow at 8:30. Perfect.
Nah. He won't do it.
I think he will.
He won't. You know why? He's chicken.
Oh.
Whoa.
He is. That's a turkey.
Yeah, he's a turkey.
He is. I don't have a... Hold on. He is chicken. Does that have a chicken sound effect? He, do you know what he is, Dom?
What is he then?
Chicken. Again, it's a rooster. It does, do you know what he is, Dom?
Go on.
Oh, hello, Noel.
He's not a very good chicken sound.
I feel another email coming on.
There we go.
That's good, that's good.
That's his jingle.
Yep, that's it. We'll use that forever.
You know, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
Huh? I'll get Tony Blackburn on instead because he's not. Let's see what he replies with, right? If we get one more reply, then maybe I'll think about the Zoom thing, but let's just see. Right, 8:53. It's Monday morning, it's Radio X, it's the Chris Miles Show, and these are some 41. Stolen to the party like my name was El Nino. Hanging out, drinking in the back of an Alcamino. No one knew me by name. Trashed my own house party cause nobody came. I know I'm not the one you thought you knew back in high school. Never going, never showing up when we had to. Attention that we crave, don't tell us to behave. I'm sick of always hearing at your age. I don't want to waste my time. Become another casualty of society. I'll never fall in line. Become another victim of your conformity. Back down, down.
people's expense and trying people down is just a minor offense and it's none of your concern. I guess I'll never learn. I'm sick of being told to wait my turn. I don't want to waste my time. Become another casualty of society. I'll never fall in line. Become another victim of your conformity. Back down. Don't count on me to let you know when. Don't count on me, I'll do it again.
Guess who's on the phone? Hello, Noel. You're right. I was watching your show last night. Yeah, they were the other one on ITV. Yeah. you're welcome, of course. Yes. Yep. Oh, when do you know you're being wound up? There you go. Right, some funny one. Now, McLaren Racing, Formula One, British Grand Prix. Would you like to go? I'll give you all the details after the news with Dominic, which is next. You don't want to miss a chance of winning this prize. Trust me, if you're a Formula One fan, if you're a McLaren Racing fan, you're going to love this. I'll tell you in just a couple of seconds.
The Chris Miles Show.
Not now, Noel.
The Chris Miles Show.
With Škoda. Jump into the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
The John Lewis sale is here. Save up to 50% on selected products. Whether you're getting the garden barbecue ready or choosing holiday outfits, find something you'll love at a price you'll love too. Visit us in-store, online and on the app to find amazing offers in home, tech, fashion, beauty and kids today. Payment plans available. Sale ends 20th of July while stocks last.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
The summer of Superman begins on July 11.
He's back.
Buckle up.
From the director of the Guardians of the Galaxy trilogy.
They sent me here to help the world to be a better place.
Comes the ultimate summer blockbuster.
Superman.
Superman. He's become the focal point of the entire world's conversation.
For the whole family.
Superman. You have a dog?
Don't miss Superman in cinemas July 11. Book tickets now.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh yeah, we're bouncing.
And don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back. You're driving down the back roads of Tuscany. The sun's setting, the wind's in your hair. You're playing your favourite tunes. No, not that one. Much better. Could life be any sweeter? Of course it can. With the money you saved by comparing car hire prices through Kayak, you've got more to spend on some fresh, creamy gelato. Mmm. We'll take due scoops, per favore. Search Kayak and go see for yourself.
What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay, no worries, squeaky.
Poor squeaky. When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances.
18 plus T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. Ash is upstairs spinning tunes. And the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Right, so I'll tell you about this big McLaren Racing British Grand Prix competition that we're running, which is absolutely amazing prize. I'll tell you after the news with Dominic Byrne. It's exactly 9 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, President Trump has claimed the US strikes on Iran obliterated key nuclear facilities. The Pentagon is continuing to assess the damage after the attacks on three sites over the weekend. Mr. Trump's latest social media post suggests he's open to regime change in Tehran. Washington correspondent Simon Marks says that contradicts what other figures have said, though.
His own vice president was asked on television in the US yesterday, is the United States at war with Iran? And said, no, we're just at war with the country's nuclear program. The defense secretary, Pete Hegseth, insisted in his press conference that absolutely regime change was not part of the equation. Donald Trump now clearly seems to be flirting with the idea.
In other news this morning, Sir Keir Starmer is expected to host talks with President Zelensky in the UK later. Ukraine's leader warned last night that Kyiv has evidence Russia is preparing new operations. The meeting comes ahead of this week's NATO summit in the Netherlands. The head of the Metropolitan Police says he is shocked at plans for a protest in support of Palestine Action. The group is set to be banned after it posted footage of its activists vandalising two RAF planes. Commissioner Sir Mark Rowley says he has no power in law to prevent today's demonstration taking place in London. And from today, weight loss jabs are going to be available from GPs in England. Mounjaro will be prescribed by them for the first time. Those who are severely obese or with other health problems will be prioritised.
Sport.
England's cricketers will be searching for early wickets on day four of the first test against India. The tourists resume their second innings at Headingley on 90 for two this morning, leading by 96 runs. Ollie Pope's century and Harry Brook's 99 helped England to 465 all out in their first innings. Speaking to Sky Sports News, Pope was asked what total they would be comfortable chasing.
I don't want to put a number on that because it's such a quick scoring ground. I think, as you can see, you kind of beat the infield and it can go for four. So the less the better, but we back ourselves to chase a steady score.
And Manchester City have made it two wins from as many matches, reaching the last 16 of the Club World Cup. They beat Al Ain 6-0 last night. City will have to beat Juventus now to top Group G, as well as avoiding a meeting with the winners of Real Madrid's pool.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Should be dry and sunny again for much of the UK. A few showers further north later on this afternoon. Feeling cooler generally today. Temperatures up to 24 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you, Dominic Byrne.
Thank you.
That's Dominic Byrne, everybody.
This is Radio X
from Global.
Right, pay attention if you like Formula One and McLaren Racing. So it's Monday. This weekend is Glastonbury. Next weekend is the British Grand Prix. Now, you might have heard us talking about the amazing free fan zone happening in Trafalgar Square leading up to the British Grand Prix next week. So McLaren Racing are doing that. You can see the race cars. They've got simulators. You have a look at the garages, all of that. It's McLaren Racing Live taking place in Trafalgar Square next week to celebrate the British Grand Prix and the big fan zone, McLaren Racing Live. Our great friends, McLaren Racing, have given us an amazing prize. You and your mate, you and your other half, you and your dad, you and your mum, could be going to Silverstone for for a three-day VIP race weekend at the British Grand Prix. Guests of McLaren Racing. You'll be their guest, which means you will watch all of the race from their exclusive hospitality venue called Papaya Club.
Papaya.
Plus, you'll be sorted out with travel, spending money, and somewhere to stay. And that somewhere you'll be staying is at the Hilton Garden Inn, which overlooks the track at Silverstone. You couldn't be any more in it unless you're a driver.
Now that's nice, isn't it?
Oh,
that is nice.
So, if you fancy it, all you got to do is head to our website, radiox.co.uk. Get your name in the draw. This weekend, Glastonbury. Next weekend, the British Grand Prix. You could be going. And imagine going to the Grand Prix as actual guests of McLaren Racing. That is brilliant. RadioX.co.uk. Check it out. Get your name in the draw. And you could be at Silverstone at the British Grand Prix with McLaren Racing. Into our more music hour. Let's kick it off with Foo Fighters.
Ain't that the way it always starts? A simple round of conversation became a shameful equation. I flipped you station to station. Hey, don't go and turn the other way. Don't say there's nothing more to say. Come on, hear me out. Hush, hush, settle down. Button up, don't make a sound. Shame, shame, go away. Come again some other day. You used to say I couldn't save you enough, so I've been saving it up. I started saving it up.
To hear that, Foo Fighters and that's Foo Fighters with R. Andrea. There she is.
There she is. Look,
that's R. Andrea.
Look at it.
There she is. Andrea.
Everyone in the family loves her. She's very.
We'd have done that if we were doing parodies back in the day, wouldn't we?
We would.
That's R. Andrea. Looks like a nice day outside today. That wind was a little bit nuts yesterday.
It was. It was very nuts.
Saturday night, I'm not saying that I had a nice drink up or anything like that, but I got home and it was very hot. Still very hot.
Oh, it was sticky Saturday, wasn't
it? Very hot.
It was about 32 we were. And
I sat in the garden with my shirt off.
Did you?
Yeah.
Front garden or back garden?
Back garden.
Were you shouting aeroplanes again? I've told you about it.
No. But I looked wicked.
Did you have a bright orange head?
So basically, Friday night, I stayed in. And it's really, really warm.
Yeah, it was. Unbearable.
So I'm in a pair of shorts and a T-shirt. And I had like little ankly socks on. And my slippers, obviously. Chilling.
Four.
And then Saturday, when we got back from Holly and Jamie's lovely wedding do.
Yeah, it was.
Hi, guys.
It was very lovely. Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you for inviting us. Thank you for your generosity. And it was lovely to share your day.
Yeah.
I got back and I tried on my... I told you I got my Oasis Adidas T-shirt.
Yes.
Which I bought.
Yeah.
I thought I'd try it on, so I tried it on. Yeah, looks all right, that. Yeah, nice. Yeah, love that. Yeah. All I need now is tickets. And then... took the shirt off and then made myself a cup of tea. I'm a bit drunk.
Right.
And then thought, I'll go and sit in the garden.
Yeah.
And then walked out to the garden and realised I'd not put my shirt back on. And then I thought, no one can see me.
Absolutely.
It's fine.
It's your garden.
It's your body and your garden.
And Leia the cat came to sit with me for a little bit.
Yeah.
And she's looking at me going,
you've got your shirt off.
No, you've been working out.
Did you feel a bit lanky?
And it was great. And no one knew.
That's it.
No one knew.
That's...
I mean, yeah, Tiff saw it on the security cameras.
Right.
That's fine.
There are screenshots.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's a topless man in our garden.
Her words were, well, that was a look, wasn't it?
Ah.
Were her words.
That's nice.
And basically, she just switched on the cameras to see her cat, because she likes to do that, because she was away. And what does she see? She sees me in a pair of slippers, ankle socks, shorts, and nothing else, as I was watering the plants in the back garden. And she just thought to herself, well, you couldn't look any more British if you tried.
Yeah.
And you clearly had a good drink this afternoon.
That's it.
Good on you.
And she was absolutely right. Anyway, so there you go. Yeah, lovely. So that's what the weather was like.
Yeah.
Right, let me go to Captain Crapbeard. Give us a song, please, in our More Music Hour.
Foundations, Kate Nash.
Oh, lovely.
Come on.
You are so bitter.
That's what she says in the song.
In the second verse. Yeah.
Foundations.
Thursday night, everything's fine, except you've got that look in your eye when I'm telling a story and you find it boring. You're thinking of something to say. You'll go along with it, then drop it and humiliate me in front of our friends. Then I'll use that voice that find annoying and say something like, yeah, intelligent input, darling, why don't you just have another beer then? Then you'll call me a bitch and everyone we're with will be embarrassed and I won't give a sh. My fingertips are holding on to the cracks in our foundation and I know that I should let go. Every time we fight, I know it's not right. Every time that you're upset and that smile, I know I should forget, but I can't. You said I must eat so many lemons, cause I am so bitter. I said I'd rather be with your friends, mate, cause they are much fitter. Yes, it was childish and you got aggressive, and I must admit that I was a bit scared. Wind you up. My fingertips are holding onto the cracks in our foundation, and I know that I should let go, but I can't. And every time we fight, I know it's not right. Every time that you're upset and the smile, I know I should forget, but I can't. Well, I'll leave you there till the morning, and I purposely won't turn the heating on. And dear God, I hope I'm not stuck with this one. My fingertips are holding on to the cracks in our foundation, and I know that I should let go, but I can't. And every time
by the captain.
Yeah, watch it.
It's a great tune. Back announce it like you're a DJ.
Not now.
Yeah.
That was Kate Nash, Foundations, here on Radio X. Radio X. Oh. Kate Nash.
Oh, hey! It's me, Kate Nash, isn't it?
Whoa, oh, what are the odds?
You just play one of my songs, you naughty little tiger.
Kate.
My soap guitar.
That's one of the lyrics.
Yeah.
What are you up to these days, Kate Nash?
Mate, I do loads. I do know me singing.
Yeah.
Do you know me singing my songs and
yeah,
all that?
Singing your songs, yeah.
And OnlyFans.
Yeah. Can you also just, can you do a favor, just say he's not the Messiah. He's just a very, very naughty boy.
No.
That would just, you sound a little.
Are you mocking me?
No, not at all,
are
Kate Nash.
Me?
We're big
You're
fans
so
of.
Bitter.
We're big fans of yours.
Big fans.
You're bitter. You're bitter. Right, I've got to go.
Bye, Kate Nash.
Layers, what would it be?
I'm Kate Nash.
I didn't think I'd ever hear Kate Nash say bitty.
Sorry, I was just changing the barrel downstairs. What did I miss?
Oh, Kate Nash.
Ah, oh, you're joking.
She's on 5-4.
Give me a song, Dominic.
What about a bit of Groove Armada and Super Styling?
Oh, come on. Still nothing from Noel Edmonds. Right, Radio X, get it turned up. Let's go. Vocal.
Enter in the dance, plug it in and we begin. Crowd up in the center, they watch me divide him. Watch the way we drop it in a mix time it. Rise and amplify it when we come in with the swing. Just follow the pattern, naturally harmonize it. Climb into position, we synchronize it. Live from outer ghetto, we maximize it. Sound of the Groove Armada, we super styling. Sometimes, including
you.
I often dance in my lounge with a tie around my head to this song.
Can you show me the dance now?
I can't do it now because the song's finished.
Right.
It's finished now.
Oh, what a shame.
Next time.
Groove Armada, super styling. Right, I'm going to pick a song next, and trust me, the song I've got, you are going to blum in love it when we come right back.
The Chris Moyles Show. The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Do it all with the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
You planned to go to the gym this afternoon, but sometimes the sunshine and a barbecue are irresistible. But when you're ready to work out, at Pure Gym, most gyms are open 24/7. Whether you're lifting, sprinting or stretching, at Pure Gym, we've got it all. And you get the flex you need with no lengthy contracts and unlimited classes with Core or Plus memberships. Whatever you're here for this summer, we're here for it. Join today at puregym.com.
The John Lewis sale is here. Save up to 50% on selected products. Whether you're getting the garden barbecue ready or choosing holiday outfits, find something you'll love at a price you'll love too. Visit us in-store, online and on the app to find amazing offers in home, tech, fashion, beauty and kids today. Payment plans available. Sale ends 20th of July while stocks last.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the financial ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Why am I leaving a gift in my will to Cancer Research UK? Through my son's and husband's cancer treatment, I've seen how far research has come. Yet I know I can do more to protect my family, my friends, but also those I'll never meet. So I'm pledging a gift in my will to play a part in beating cancer.
Gifts in Wills fund a third of our work helping us develop life-changing cancer research. Visit cruk.org/giftsinwills. Together we are beating cancer.
What's it like watching the new Skyglass TV? Well, with Dolby Audio and a 4K HDR screen, wow, that Jaguar looks so realistic.
It feels like you're right in the middle of it.
But telly, Skyglass, the TV made by Sky. Find out more at sky.com today. Sky TV subscription required. UHD Dolby pack required to watch content in 4K. Broadband minimum speed, 30 megabits per second.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn, Dad's cooking tea, Ash is upstairs spinning tunes, and the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas, taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
4 till 7:30. Join us from 4.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Rollback's back at Asda, with thousands of prices roll back across the store and online, including our succulent cooked and peeled king prawns 150 grams was £3.74, now just £2.84.
Try recipes the whole family will love, like my king prawn, corn and egg fried rice. Big on flavour, low on fuss, just how dinner should be. Search Joe Wick's Meal Picks at Asda.com.
Helping you make your midweek meals for less. That's Asda price. Select stores online subject to availability may exclude Asda Express and small stores. See asda.com/small stores. Online charges may apply.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Right, that's better. Now, where were we?
That's right.
We were in a commercial break, Paul, but now we're back, and that's fantastic. Yep, still no word from Mr. Chicken.
No.
Yeah, I told you, he's not coming on, Mr. Chicken. What?
He's gone a bit quiet now, hasn't he?
We could have talked about Chicken's house party and all of that.
Yeah, crinkly chicken.
Chicken's Kiwi adventure.
Yep.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's a long story. Right, I'm going to pick a song now. Turn your radio up. Stop what you're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Freddie Mercury and Queen.
What
YouTube the video of them in the studio coming up with this song from scratch. The full video is fascinating. Mm. Freddie in the control room, Roger Taylor on the drums, and he's like, can you make it go, ba-ba, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, like that. Roger's like, yeah, sure. Do-do-do-do-do-do. And Freddie's like, yeah, no, I'm going to go, ba-ba, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Roger's like, yeah, all right. Do-do-do-do, yeah.
Okay, Freddie Mercury, I will.
And those bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum is like a little keyboard, and Brian May's just in the control room going, bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum. If you'd have walked in, you'd have gone, that sounds rubbish.
Yeah. That's going to be terrible lads.
But they're Queen, and they knew exactly what they were doing, and that is just absolutely fantastic.